KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have light snow. It's currently 29 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy this morning with snow continuing. An additional 2 to 3 inches is possible during the day today with flurries this afternoon, a high around 32. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A winter weather advisory issued Friday for most of the KJAN listening area continues this morning. The advisory for snow and slippery road conditions remains in effect until noon for Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, and until 6 p.m. for Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, along with Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas. By the time the snowfall ends, anywhere from 2 to 7 inches will have fallen, with slightly lesser amounts north of Interstate 80 and greater amounts toward the Iowa-Missouri state line. So far here in Atlantic, we picked up 3.6 inches of snowfall over the past 24 hours at the KJAN studios. That melted into just over 2-tenths of an inch at 21-hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation. In the news, a man from Nebraska was arrested Friday night in Red Oak on charges of public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Police say 24-year-old Austin Wayne Hale of Omaha was arrested at around 9:35 p.m. at the intersection of North 6th and Joy Streets in Red Oak. Hale was being held in Montgomery County Jail at a $1,000 bond. Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday announced her appointment of Michael Hooper as a district court judge in the 4th Judicial District. If that name sounds familiar, it's because Hooper currently serves as the Cass County Attorney. Hooper, who's from Atlantic, received his undergraduate degree from the University of Nebraska at Omaha and his law degree from Creighton University Law School. And the 4th Judicial District that he will preside over includes Audubon, Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. Republicans of the Iowa State House are drawing up plans to change the makeup of the commission that nominates people to the governor for judgeships in response to what they say is judicial activism. Iowa Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2009 and recently overturned a GOP plan to require a 3-day waiting period for abortions. Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer, a Republican from Ankeny, says there are a lot of people who are frustrated.
Over the last 20 years, there's been more and more judicial activism where the Supreme Court justices are trying to legislate from the bench. If they want to be legislators, run for the legislature. Otherwise, they should be interpreting the laws and the Constitution as we give them. And so it's just a matter of accumulation of dozens and dozens and dozens of activist rulings from the court that you're trying to curb some of that.
Governor Kim Reynolds last year appointed her father to the panel that recommends district court nominees. It's clear that she and Republican lawmakers plan to target the attorneys appointed to the Judicial Nominating Commission by the Iowa State Bar Association.
It's about making sure it's a fair process. And when I interview judges, I don't care what party they are. I want an individual that's going to uphold the law and not create it. And so right now, 8 members of the commission are selected by the bar.
An amendment to the Iowa Constitution set up a merit-based system for judges on the district courts, courts of appeal, and the Iowa Supreme Court. The Judicial Nominating Commission interviews candidates and submits 3 nominees to the governor, who must choose a judge from that list. Senator Whitfer, who is an attorney, said the commission will be retained, but the way commission members are appointed is likely to change.
Right now, there's 16 members of that commission that select our Supreme Court justices. 8 are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. 8 are voted on by attorneys, and you must be an attorney, and there's no governor oversight or legislature oversight on that. And so if you're an attorney in the state of Iowa, that's great. You have a much better chance to be on the Judicial Nominating Commission. If you're not an attorney, your chances are very slim.
Whitfer says the general populace should have more say than attorneys in deciding who gets to be an Iowa judge.
It's kind of a parochial system when you have only lawyers serving in those roles.
Supporters of the present system say attorneys on the commission have valuable insight into how a prospective judge has operated in the legal system.
The worst thing that we can do is politicize our judiciary. What problem are we trying to fix? I think accusing the merit-based judiciary of activism is unfounded.
That's House Minority Leader Todd Pritchard, a Democrat from Charles City. Pritchard, who is also an attorney, said Iowa's judicial nominating system is a model for the rest of the country.
I have friends who are lawyers in other states where they elect judges. And I get very leery of these types of ideas, because is that the path that we're on, is to make these political appointments, political races.
Pritchard and his fellow legislators made their comments during a forum at the State House that was organized by the Associated Press. Well, Steve Smith, superintendent of the Guthrie Center Adair Casey Community School District, announced Friday that the ACGC Board of Directors have revised their invited finalists for the formal interviews for superintendent after prior finalist Daryl Hanna was hired as the new Emmitsburg Community School District superintendent. Three finalists have been invited to the district for formal interviews with the Board of Directors and district stakeholders. That'll be held January 23rd. Based on their application materials, references, and initial interviews, these finalists were selected. Kurt DeVore, who currently serves as the Director of Information, Systems, and Instructional Technology for the Decorah School District. In his current role, he oversees technology initiatives for the district, develops communication plans, updates school safety plans, and helps to lead the professional trainings, among other things. DeVore's prior experiences include serving as Director of Technology and the vocal music teacher for the West Hancock School District and teaching vocal music in Brownsville, Texas. He has a track record of supporting district initiatives and building community partnerships. Another finalist is Shane Christensen, who currently serves as junior high principal in the West Des Moines School District. His prior experience includes teaching, coaching, and serving as an assistant principal. Christensen graduated from the Guthrie Center High School. He's led various successful initiatives in his current role, some of which include project-based learning and district safety planning. He models instructional leadership using the Student Administrative Manager, or SAM, model, and is working towards earning his doctorate degree with anticipated completion in May of 2019. Third and final candidate is Dennis McLean, who currently serves as superintendent of the elementary principal and elementary principal for the Clay Central Everly Schools. He has served in that role for the past 6 years, where he has created positive change while working through challenging financial events. McLean's prior experience includes serving as the K-12 principal at Stanton and lead teacher for Clarinda Academy. He's highly active in his community, where he supports his local county fair and is active in his church and helped to develop a nature learning center. Now, staff from the district, parents, students, and community members will be contacted soon, according to Steve Smith, to serve on the formal interview teams and identify what formal interview questions they would like to see asked of the finalists. The feedback from the interview teams will advise the school board's decision to offer a contract to the successful candidate, and the new superintendent will begin his duties on July 1st of 2019. A former teacher and coach in Northwest Iowa was sentenced Friday to 60 years in prison. 37-year-old Curtis Van Dam pled guilty in November to charges that he had sexual contact with 15 boys, all of them under the age of 13. Sioux County Attorney Thomas Kunstel said he's satisfied with District Judge Stephen Andreessen's decision, although Van Dam faced a possible prison term of 80 years.
The most important thing, as I mentioned in the hearing, was that the count 73, which is a 25-year sentence that carries a 17.5 mandatory minimum. That 17.5 years mandatory behind bars is going to start not today, but after his federal prison term.
Van Dam is currently serving a 15-year federal prison sentence after pleading guilty last year to sexual exploitation of a child for taking video of boys in a locker room shower. He taught for 9 years at the Sioux Center Christian School. Van Dam was arrested in October of 2017 and originally charged with more than 100 felonies. Josh Bauer, head of the school at Sioux Center Christian, says he's thankful for the bravery of the victims.
The difficulty of sharing that story while looking him in the face. And I was just very thankful for them and them coming forward. And I consider them to be heroes.
19 parents and boys read victim impact statements at Van Dam's sentencing. In our funeral announcements this morning, Jane Detter, age 87, of Atlantic, died January 5th at her home. Memorial services for Jane Detter will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vaughn Gross, age 64, of Erling, died December 25th. A mass of Christian burial for Vaughn Gross will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Arnold Arnie Krall, age 77, of Audubon, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Arnie Krall will be held on today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care of Audubon has the arrangements. Phyllis Jean Crone, age 80, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Phyllis Crone will be on Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Bernice Strachey, age 100, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. A mass of Christian burial for Bernice Strachey will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And June Holiday, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life memorial services for June Holiday will be held April 13th at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news. News on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.